the way I felt with Coach Rivera being the defensive coordinator where he came from. He ran a 3-4.
Okay.
And I was a 3-4 outside linebacker. You know, I just thought for a little bit, and then, you know, you got Superman Cam.
Yeah.
You know, and then I was just, you know, all I can shoot for is just to be the all. What I told everybody is I wanted to be the best defensive player in this year's draft.
Okay.
You know, not pass rusher, not linebacker, you know, not defensive end. I wanted to be the best defensive player in the draft. And that's what I worked on trying to be during the whole combine process and everything.
Dip and rip on them,
Chad. Turned out to be a lot of competition for that.
Yeah, it was a lot of competition. You had Pat Peterson, Alden Smith, you know, all those guys.
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Marcel Darius.
Yeah. That was a big decision here. Was you or Darius? You know, you depending on what need you wanted to fill, I guess.
I'm happy to be a Bronco.
Yeah.
You know, I wouldn't want to change it for anything else. You know, I'm sure Marcel would say the same thing too.
Mm-hmm. And Cam?
Yeah, Cam, of course.
You get to establish a relationship with Cam during that time.
I think all the rookies, we all got a, you know, special relationship. You know, it was through that whole lockout process and everything. You know, we spent more time together with events and, you know, the rookie premiere and, you know, rookie debut and all that stuff. So I think we're able to, you know, be around each other and get to know each other, you know, a lot better than previous drafts.
Is there a special feeling as you prepare to play him for the first time?
You know, I want to win. You know, I definitely want to win, you know, with him being number one and me being number two. You know, I definitely want to win, and I'm sure he would say the same thing, too. You know, I'm Cam's biggest fan, but, you know, on Sunday, I definitely want to win.
Wouldn't mind a sack or two, I'm sure.
I mean, that would be great with a dub, you know, to be able to string together four, you know, wins in a row. That'd be great. You know, we got a huge challenge ahead of us, you know. But I think if we take it one play at a time and keep preparing the way we've been preparing, I think we'll be well prepared for Sunday.
You and Cam might do a little talking Sunday.
Yeah, you know, I'm hoping we can switch jerseys or something. You know, I hope I can do my little Superman, you know, chest ripping thing too. But you know, I'm sure it's gonna be a tough game. You know, I just hope we come out a little bit more. Have, you know, one more point than those guys on Sunday.
Sometimes it's straightforward to the quarterback, get him as fast as you can. With a guy like Cam, he's so fast, do you have to approach him differently?
I mean, he's fast and he's quick and stuff, but I don't think it gets enough, you know, credit for him being strong, you know, and able to, you know, shed defenders and all that. He sheds guys like Ben Roethlisberger. You know, you definitely gotta, you know, attack the arm and attack the ball to get the ball out. But you know, he's a big, strong guy. You know, I don't think he gets enough credit for being as strong as he is. He's big, strong, and fast.
Right. Well, last year, you came rookie year and, you know, lockout and all that stuff. You had to learn on the run. Guy like Raheem, you know, struggled last year. Different player this year. What do you see from him? The difference in him as a player?
I mean, I think all the rookies that we got in here, we're taking we had the same mentality, you know, on taking, you know, two new defenses, and let's just take it in one day at a time. And you know, Raheem was a great player in college, and he is working towards being a, you know, great player in the league too. You know, every week you just got to take it one day at a time, one play at a time.
If you sack him, you go, who's number one now?
No, I don't think it'd be nothing like that. But I sure hope to do my, you know, my Superman, and, you know, impression with my, you know, rip open my 58 instead of the one. But you know, sack or no sack, you know, I'm aiming for the win. You know, if we can get the win, that'd be great.
Vaughn, you had said last year, the end of last year, that it would be night and day difference in year two, just by rounding out your game, bettering coverage, and against the run, that kind of thing. Are you satisfied with the growth you've seen in your game from year one to two now?
I mean, I think it's okay, but you know, Coach Smith, you know, my position coach, he'll tell you, you know, I got a long way to go. But I don't think I've been taking strides or, you know, huge bounds on reaching that goal, but I think I've taken steps. And as long as, you know, I got some positive progress, I think I'd be all right at the end of the day. Just keep on working, taking it one day at a time.
You take as much pride in that aspect of your game as you do the tackles for loss, the sacks?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, I want to be a linebacker, you know, not a rush guy, you know, not a pass specialist or, you know, run specialist. I want to be the linebacker for, you know, this Broncos organization and my teammates. And I think if I just take it one day at a time, you know, I could achieve that goal and being a true linebacker that could play on all four downs if it goes four downs.
Has Jack helped you in that regard with Del Rio with his background?
I think, yes, sir. You know, you know, Coach Smith, you know, he's more, you know, technician, you know, left foot, right foot, left foot, right foot. And he stays on top of me on everything. You know, and Coach Del Rio, from a player's point of view, you know, he says, you know, you'll be okay with those movements if you just get this done, you know, and you combine them both. You know, we got a great, you know, defensive coaching staff here at the Denver Broncos.
Oh, real quick, going back to that dinner that you had with Elway and Coach Fox. What was that like to sit down with them at that point?
I mean, it was all like surreal, you know. I mean, I always thought I would have a chance to play, you know, in National Football League, but I never, you know, even speculated of it being like that big, having a possibility of going like number two to the Denver Broncos. You know, it was all so surreal. You know, I just savored the moment, took it one play at a time, and just kept on working.
What kind of impression did you try and give them about yourself, I guess, with your personality and that sort of thing?
I think they already knew. I mean, it really wasn't like a personality thing, you know. They already knew I'm a team guy. You know, and I put the team first. I think they figured it out from my senior year and my role that I played my senior year and all through, you know, my years at Texas A&M. You know, I just want to show them that, you know, I'm a worker. You know, sack or no sack. You know, I'm coming down. I'm putting my nose in there. I play the run. I drop back in coverage. Whatever it asked me to do. You know, I wanted to get out of that pass rush mentality. I wanted to show them that I'm a worker and I'm a linebacker.
You've got nine right now.
I got nine?
Nine sacks, is that right?
I know we got five wins, you know.
Right. You got a number that you think you can hit?
No. You know, ever since college, you know, I don't put a number on it. You know, I don't set expectations or nothing like that. I just take it, you know, one game at a time, one play at a time. And if I give it fanatical effort and have a relentless pursuit to the ball, you know, I'd be satisfied with what happens at the end of the season.
What was the restaurant name?
It was Fish Daddy's. Me and Coach Smith, we went to Texas Roadhouse, and that was that Friday night and that Saturday night. Me, John Fox, Coach Smith, and John Elway, we all went to Fish Daddy's.
Okay.